from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
All right, number one, huge news coming from your Houston Astros. News that felt like it may not happen. News that you wondered, is this really going to ever happen? Well, it has happened. Reports coming from multiple sources. Adam Spolane's been on this as well. Our Adam Spolane, Sports Radio 610. This coming from Brian McTaggart. Kyle Tucker has been reinstated to the 60-day IL. Kyle Tucker, who has been out since June 3rd. That's the last time he has played baseball after fouling that ball off of his shin. He is now reinstated. We do not know if he is in the lineup yet today. I would be surprised if he isn't. Along with that, we've lost Zach DiZenzo, not to death, but to Sugarland. He has been optioned down. As Kyle Tucker is back, he did a pretty good job to help this team out while he was up here. But the real big news, Clint and Tyler, Kyle Tucker is back. If you're just rolling in, he is back, and we expect him to be in the lineup today.
Yeah, look, DiZenzo made him some money. I know Tucker's the headliner here, but DiZenzo made him. He made him a little money.
I know he made some money, but let's get to the headline.
Well, I mean, look, before we put the guy to bed, let's give him a little respect. Now, Kyle Tucker,
I'm going past him.
Absolutely, this is huge, and not for any other reason other than your lineup is going to be at full strength, as full as it can possibly be with Bregman's little elbow issue, as full as it can possibly be for 20 plus games before we kick this run off to another World Series. That's it. That's all I got for you.
96 days.
Absolutely.
96 days. We were almost to 100 days.
I ain't worried about it, Ron. We're here. We're here.
And listen, fellas, we gotta be honest, man. He left, and he's been gone 96 days, and they have clearly changed. Like, when he left, they were a team that didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs. When he was last on this team, they were under 500, and they were well behind the Seattle Mariners. And now they hold a 4.5-game lead on the Seattle Mariners, getting him back. And I think the big thing with this, fellas, is now that he comes back September 6th, we'll see how they play it with him. Maybe they let him play a day, give him a day off. We'll see how they handle this thing. But September 6th is going to give him plenty of time, Clint, to get himself ready, to get himself in a good spot heading into the playoffs. Right? This would be tough if he came back September 26th and you got to go to the playoffs October 1.
Yeah.
You know, now absolutely. This gives him some time to kind of get himself adjusted and get himself ready. And you hope, like we're saying, we're seeing Justin Verlander. That's what they said. He's in this spring training period. Now, this will be some time for him to get himself through right now. So this works out really, really as best as it could for somebody to miss 96 days.
You got to think that the last, let's call it 30 days, that he's been able to, in the cages, the live BPs, he's been able to swing at an impressive clip in order for them to just feel comfortable about, hey, he's healthy, pushing back in there. Like, he's clearly been able to stay active and in the box and swinging the bat in an impressive way, or else I would think that he would, there would be some kind of rehab stint. This is, I think it's promising, obviously, for right now, you know, just that he's going straight to the majors. Doesn't have any rehab stint going on. But to your point, I think the biggest thing here is simply the timing is going to allow him to take, roughly a month, 3 weeks, whatever it may be, to get back in the groove.
Let's go around the horn. Tyler, you kick this one off. Where does he bat? Where do you have him in the lineup tonight if he's back in it?
Where do I think, or where do I wish he was, or both?
Where do you have him? Where would you put him?
I'd put him at five.
Okay. Five behind the four that have been the top four here of late.
Yes.
Got what you're saying? You would have. So anywhere, what is it, Altuve, Alvarez, Diaz, Bregman, and then him. Okay, in the five spot. Where do you have him tonight?
In the four hole. Put Bregman back in the two hole where he was absolutely shredding. Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, Diaz, and I don't care what you do, six through nine.
Yeah, I'd go him in the two spot. Altuve, Tucker, Alvarez, and then I would have Altuve, Tucker, Alvarez. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't want Bregman in the four spot. So
hey, you were fixing to get roasted.
I don't want him in the four spot. But no, I'm sorry. Bregman in the two spot, and then Alvarez, him, and then yeah. So yeah, I'm with you on that one. The way it will shake out. I hope he's in the top four. I'd be surprised if he is outside of it. But Tyler gave his reasonings yesterday of why he wanted to potentially kind of ease him into it and outside of the top five. So hopefully he gets in here and this offense starts to kick and get going, because now this lineup looks a lot longer with him in it and looks a lot different with him in it, anywhere from Diaz hitting lower in the lineup all the way down. So big news for the Astros. By the way, they have the Diamondbacks who are in the playoff hunt as well, playing really, really well in the National League, having a great second half. Framber Valdez, he gets on the mound again, and he has been arguably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball over the last several months. He has been really, really good. Last game, he didn't give up a hit in seven innings. So we'll see what he does at home tonight. Remember, the Astros, they lead the Mariners in the AL West by 4.5. So big one tonight as Tucker is back. Should be a really, really good feeling and vibe in the ballpark tonight.
It feels huge.
Big 3-3, number two.
That's right, and Bagwell is not on the call, I believe, tonight. So it is a big, big game. It's not your fault, Jeff. Just want you to know that. All right, last night the NFL season kicked off as the Chiefs, they moved to 1-0 as they defeat the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. In a game that came all the way down to the last second, the last toe, as likely caught the ball. It was ruled a touchdown initially, but then as replay came about, there's a show that the front toe of his foot was just on the white and out of bounds, and the Chiefs went ahead and won that game against those two top teams in the AFC. Clint, do you look at this and think, all right, the Chiefs are more gettable right now, or do you feel better about them potentially making history and winning three straight?
I feel better about them making history and winning three straight. I think the defense, as you mentioned, is you know, they're at least as good as they were last year. At least in one game, they look like they're going to be as good as they were last year.
They look closer than they were. I don't know if they're good as last year, but they look closer. I thought they were going to take a pretty decent step back. I thought they would be still okay, like a top 15 defense. But with Lamar going off, they handled that. You look up, oh, shoot, they've given up 20 points like they did all of last year.
That defense, Ron, this goes back to our conversation yesterday. The Kansas City defense, they play, correct me if I'm wrong on this, by a stat you saw, they in the playoffs last year, they played the four top most deadly offenses. And they held them to under 17 points a game.
Yeah, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Ravens, and the 49ers.
The top, I believe those were the top four scoring offenses in the NFL. And they held them to under 17 points a game. That's the kind of, I don't give a damn what you do over 18 weeks. Well, obviously, you got to be good. But when it comes down to it, do you have the ability to play the best offenses in the game and lock them down? When I watched that game last night, that defense, now, to your point, they damn near made it a two-point conversion game, right?
Yep.
But that defense allowed Pat Mahomes to separate to a 10-point lead and make it really difficult on the Ravens to come back. And that defense was absolutely tremendous. And then we can't talk about the Chiefs right now without talking about that Longhorn out of University of Texas, man. Xavier Worthy last night was – now, to be real about it, Andy Reid was dialing some things up for him. Now, Andy Reid did his thing. But if Xavier Worthy is going to be that kind of weapon with Rashee Rice underneath – catching, it seems like every ball he catches is within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage, and then he goes and gets something.
That's the deal right there. The impact of Xavier Worthy, and then when they get Hollywood Brown back,
that Travis just, Kelsey,
but
Rashee
just
Rice.
It just the middle of the field for Kelsey and Rice is just gonna be, it's just gonna, it's, it was scary how much. That's why I was trying to tell Tyler yesterday, hey, them catches. I think tomorrow's a. I told him I thought it was gonna be a Rashee Rice day, and you could just see. All right, we're going to double Kelsey. We're going to bracket him. Worthy is, and when you show his speed off immediately, right off in the first drive, yeah, scares you the whole way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then like again, like another one. The NFL gets, how the hell did they bust that coverage for that touchdown on him?
I don't know. I don't know. But when you're playing Pat, and when you got those kind of weapons, it happens.
There wasn't even a safety over there.
Yeah, to your point, Ron. Like I feel better about Kansas City right now than I did yesterday because the weapons are real. Rashee Rice is there. Kelsey's still there. Xavier Worthy is there. I thought their run game at times looked tremendous. I mean, there were. Like moments in that game where they're getting 3-4 yards worth of push against a good defensive front. I think you've always got Andy Reid and Pat, obviously. Yeah. So yeah, I'm more confident, I guess, in their chances to three-peat.
They got to clean some stuff up. They weren't real great in the red zone, but you can see the offense is completely different already than it was last year. But I gotta give some credit to Lamar Jackson, man. That was one of the best performances I've seen him have. Although he missed the throws that he would, you know, love to have back late in that game, but that game wouldn't have been there if he had almost 400 yards of offense himself. I mean, 122 yards rushing, almost threw for 300 in the game. He was scary. But the scary thing for the Ravens is, they better figure out how they incorporate, you know, Derek and everybody else, because that isn't sustainable. The way that they had to play him yesterday. Now maybe they're not down to everybody, but that wasn't sustainable the way they.
Yeah, but your point is so valid though, Ron. Like I don't care what the Baltimore Ravens do. I don't care what the Kansas City Chiefs do. I don't like the Super Bowl contending. I don't care what you do against the bottom half of the league. Right? Like, figured out against the bottom half of the league doesn't tell us anything. You got to figure it out. Like, you got to get an identity that you can lean into and that you're confident in that's going to give you a chance to go out night in, night out in the playoffs and compete against four of the best teams in all of football. Right? And to your point, what we watched Lamar do last night is just not sustainable. Now, I'm higher on Baltimore right now. I'll tell you this. I'm higher on Baltimore right now than I was before the game, because it was obvious they were not afraid to incorporate his legs into the designed runs. I bet he had 10 designed runs last night.
Yeah, especially in the first half.
Yeah, man. I mean that's what you have to do. Now they couldn't protect, and so that literally took the in rhythm on time from the pocket pass game completely.
Now the
out
hope
of the
with that is they got young guys up there that
they're gonna figure it out.
Incorporating,
they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. And you're not dealing with that defensive front. You said it earlier. And maybe we might have to start looking at it. The Chiefs' front four and the guys they can rotate there might be one of the better groups in the league. So they're not going to be going up like they got the Raiders next week. I mean, outside of Max Crosby, they're not having to deal with that. So a great opening first game. Two teams that I think will be there in the playoffs in the AFC.
Big 3-3, number 3.
Wanted to pass this along. The injury report for the Texans and the Colts is out in route for this game coming up on Sunday. Clint, no surprise here, MJ Stewart is listed as out in this game for the Texans. The only one listed as out in this game for the Texans. And then we announced this earlier, and this is big, Josh Downs is listed as out for the Colts, and their kicker, Matt Gay, is listed as questionable. And right, Tyler, it's a leg injury, right?
It's a hernia is what's listed on the injury report.
A hernia.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even that's even bad for a kicker. For
an athlete. Anybody's got a strain.
Especially what he's got to do. And that motion. So we'll see what happens there with Matt Gay and their kicker. But I think the Josh Downs one, Clint, I think is very helpful and something we talked about yesterday. That could be a key matchup. With Josh Downs, if he's able to go against Jalen Petrie in the slot with just the type of player and skill set that he has, and now they'll probably have to do something else and put other people in the slot. He won't be there, so I think that's a win for the Texans right there.
Yeah, no, I think it is too. It's one of their top three weapons. I would say at the wide receiver position, one of their top three guys. And when you talk about what Anthony Richardson likes to do. The RPO stuff, when you talk about how important the slot receiver is to the quarterback, and not having him is big. So not a surprise, though. Ankle issue, slot receiver that plays the game the way he plays, not a surprise that he's out. He's been struggling with that ankle for a minute now.
Yes. All right, the lineup is out. We'll let you know where Kyle Tucker is batting, and some concerns that maybe the Texans have had that I don't think Clint necessarily has in this game coming up. We'll discuss that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, as we are back here on a Football Friday presented by the great people at Academy Sports and Outdoors, come on out and hang out with us. We are at East River 9. And coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, if you are in the building, if you are on your way here or you are in the building, you have a chance to win a foursome. All you got it, we got it right here. You and three other people, all you got to do is fill your name out, put it in the raffle box, and you could be a winner coming up in the 4 o'clock hour to win a foursome. Yeah, you better get up there and sign that thing, boss. I'm telling you right there.
We're prepping a box over here. Academy Sports and Outdoors isn't only the title sponsor for our Football Fridays, but they're also giving away a $50 gift card as well. Two separate boxes. Throw your name in each box, and we'll be giving that away here in the next 30, 45 minutes.
So there it is for you. Come on out. Hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. I'm sorry the Texans cheerleaders are not coming out like they were last night. That was a real sales pitch yesterday, but you can still hang out with us. We may look different. Yeah, I think we look good.
I'm not going to shake my pom-poms for you, but we can have a party. Huh?
I'm glad you came in here because I was stuck.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else.
You were going towards the looks.
I was going somewhere else with that thing. Maybe if Tyler was here, it would work.
I need me another one of them ranch waters.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, here is the lineup, Clint. Altuve is leading off playing second. Alvarez is in left field, and he is batting second. Catching and batting third, Clint, is Yiner Diaz, and batting fourth and the DH tonight is Kyle Tucker. So he is not in the field. Pena's at short. Singleton is at first. Gamble's in right field. Chaz McCormick with his third start in a row in center field, and I believe Jake is back, but he is in center field. And then Dubon is playing third base, so no Bregman tonight. Bregman, who did play in the last game, he is last two games, I believe. He is out today, and Dubon is playing third. But Kyle Tucker is batting in that cleanup spot, and batting fourth, and he is the DH tonight, so not in the field.
And just to be clear, Kyle Tucker is sitting at 19 home runs, which I believe puts him at third on the team behind Bregman and Yordan Alvarez.
Good
and
deal.
When old buddy went out, man, he was in that MVP conversation, leading the league in several statistical categories and rocking and rolling. How can he pick up where he left off, boys?
I mean, he's still fourth in RBIs on this page right here of the people in the lineup right now. He's still fifth in RBIs on the tied for fifth in RBIs on the page here. So with his 40, so I mean, just to show where he was before he got injured. All right, so that's the latest there with Kyle Tucker batting fourth. So he is in the lineup as the DH tonight. No Bregman as they take on the Arizona Diamondbacks behind Framber Valdez. All right, Clint. We've heard it a little bit this week from D'Amico talking about the concern of tackling. We heard about the focus. Jimmy Ward, who was on with us yesterday, focused on talking about the tackling. So it seems like that's been a point of emphasis, talking about the tackling, which a lot of coaches seem to be concerned about early on in the season, especially week one when you haven't worked on it a lot. But we talked about this yesterday off air. That's not as big a concern for you coming up in this game.
No, it's just not a concern for me overall with the Texans. I know that comes up in the Jalen Petrie conversation. I'll be honest with you. The last thing I'm worried about with Jalen Petrie is his ability to tackle. Did he miss a couple in big moments last year? Sure, when you got your ears pinned back and you're rushing the passer or you're trying to get a back behind the line of scrimmage, that's a tough tackle. And I just don't worry about it with Jalen Petrie. I don't look at this defense overall and say, boy, if we can just tackle. Now, last year you had some dudes that were playing because of injury, and so obviously those guys aren't as good of tacklers as your starters. So I think just naturally by having guys healthy, having your starters back, you're going to be better tacklers overall. But I don't know. I guess if you really watch the defensive film and you really want – like you're speaking on this defense tomorrow night and you really need topics to discuss, then I guess we can get to tackling.
I get the concerns early for – well, the team they're playing, the backs and the quarterback that they're playing, and they just – I mean, how often has this first group of the guys going to be playing been playing to a level where they're taking people down to the ground?
I think there's always in the game of football, you're always putting an emphasis on tackling. And in today's game, these offenses are more inclined to have to spread you out sideline to sideline to by formation and schematically put you in space to where it's one-on-one and to where there's more space for their players to make plays. And then those players are more twitchy, explosive athletes than we've ever seen. And so just by nature of the game and the way the game's played now, tackling is not going to be what it used to be. You don't have Mike Singletary in the A-gap, you know, hitting somebody in the chin 42 times and form tackling them, right? So just by design, the way the game's played offensively, they're trying to get you in open space one-on-one to where it's extremely difficult to tackle. Like both of those teams last night, I watched stretches on both sides of the ball of that game where you're like, man, if you wanted to, you could make a strong case in the last two series that this team is a poor tackling team. But it was really two of the better defenses in the game. And so I don't know.
It's tough people to tackle.
Yeah, I think you can always lean into tackling in the game of football. But I don't look at this defense and go, man, they didn't tackle well, man. This defense don't have a chance if they don't tackle better.
I don't necessarily think it's a long-term thing. I don't think that when we look up 10 weeks, 8, 12 weeks down the line that we'll be saying – the Texans are not a good tackling team. Like one of the I don't think that's going to be one of the problems that we're saying. I do, however, for this game, and I can understand the concern and the emphasis because in Week 18 they didn't tackle well. They didn't tackle Taylor well. They didn't tackle Hill, they weren't tackling well on Anthony Richardson early. I mean, they got a push and a concussion out of bounds in that game, but they didn't tackle well, and you're moving to the first game of the season where the tackling is more shoddy than any other time of the year. So I can get their point of that. But to the point that you made, I don't think this is a long-term thing. I don't think that this year we'll be looking at it and say, boy, they're leading the NFL in missed tackles, or boy, they struggle all the time with missed tackles. Because I think most of their guys are good tacklers. Their linebackers and their safeties and the perimeter guys are pretty good tacklers.
Well, I think you look outside at the cornerback position. I think they're above average. Even with Kamari Lassiter, we hadn't seen him play. The one thing
looks like a good tackle, a physical player.
Yeah, both of those guys are physical and can tackle. You get to the safety position, I'm not worried about Jimmy Ward tackling. Eric Murray, I'm sure he's had his moments. I think the biggest complaint everybody's had about him over the last handful of years was his contract. And so, then you get down into the box and you look at Azeez Al-Shaairi. Hell, he led the AFC or the NFL or hell, somebody in tackles last year. And I'm not worried about him. Obviously, without Christian Harris, you've got some unknowns there with some of those linebackers that may play. But Will Anderson, he ain't got a tackling problem. Danielle Hunter, who cares if it is a problem? He's not coming off the field. Like, I don't know. I just don't look at this team and think, man, let me ask questions to the defensive coordinator about their tackling.
Yeah. This game will be important. This one will be against Jonathan Taylor, Anthony Richardson, in week one. I think it'll be important, but down the line, I don't think so. All right, coming up, it's our Saturday slate, baby. College football is going tomorrow before the Texans face the Colts. Our games of the week, the games that we are paying attention to. And no, Tyler, you are not allowed to put down McNeese State versus Texas A&M. All right.
Well played.
All right. You sent that garbage in here.
It's important.
I'm not. No, we're not doing that. There is a standard.
Did you see Wegman, man? Did you see him?
There's a standard to this thing. There's a big one in Ann Arbor I'm sure we'll talk about here. But our game of the week, and also a little what you're watching as we are live here at East River 9 right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Football Friday presented by the great people at Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're here at East River 9, and a good time is had. I'm letting you know in the 4 o'clock hour, that's when you will have your opportunity to win a foursome. A round for you and three other of your good people can join you right here at East River 9. You'll win that in a 4 o'clock hour. Hill. You might just use it. You can play at night. They light this thing up.
Yep.
Tyler, I'm sorry you are not going to be able to win this, or I know you could find three other people, and I know one of them wouldn't be Clint, but I know you would find
He's
three
He's scared.
Neither one of y'all. Y'all just won't find yourselves on a golf course with clubs together.
I know they got lights out there so Clint can find his ball.
Look, even when we do get on a golf course together, we're not getting the same golf cart.
Hell no.
He's the enemy.
I just don't trust your damn driving. Probably lose balls all the time too. I got to keep track of mine.
I'll be in your head from 100 yards away.
Again,
but yes, it is absolutely beautiful. Also, you can win a $50 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card as well. There's two boxes
up
there.
You can put your name in both boxes.
Make sure you put your name in both boxes.
There you go, $50 gift card for Academy Sports and Outdoor as we're live here, East River 9. Yes, it is a Football Friday, and that does not just mean for the NFL. And by the way, remember, 713-572-4610, those of you in YouTube and Twitch, what you watching as well, send in what you're watching. But it is Saturday before Sunday, and give me that happy music I love to hear. There it is, Tyler. Let's do our Saturday slate. I will start, Clint. The game that I'm looking at, the game that I'm watching this weekend, and this isn't a great weekend. Last weekend there was more big games coming up, but this one, not as much. There's one big one happening in Ann Arbor. But for me, the game that's caught my attention is Boise State at Oregon. And the reason why this caught my attention, Oregon was ranked – hell, they dropped in the polls after their performance against Idaho, I believe is who they played They only won 24-14. They came into the year the number three team in the country, and they dropped to seven after their performance last week against Idaho. And Boise State, Clint, has probably been the number one team that has selected to be the team outside of the Power Four conferences to get that other bid outside of it. Boise State is a team that a lot of people believe are going to win their conference. And they looked good offensively against Georgia Southern in their first game, but their defense gave up 40-something points to Georgia Southern. They went on the road. They're playing back-to-back road games to kick off the year. But they may have the best running back that you haven't heard of and maybe in the country. He had almost 300 yards rushing and six touchdowns last week against Georgia Southern. Ashton Gentry, he is really, really good, can run away from people, touchdowns of 70-plus yards, two of them, two separate ones. They've got some receivers out there. They've got a really good offense. This would tell a lot to see if Boise can actually hang as they'll go to Autzen Stadium on the road in Oregon and Eugene to play this team. So that one's intriguing to me because a lot of people believe that Boise will be the team that makes it outside of the Power Four.
Yeah, look, I agree with all the points. The only thing I would say is I'm not going to doubt Oregon in any way, shape, or form because I think they're real. I think they're real top to bottom. I think they're a playoff college football playoff team, even with the move into the Big Ten. I think an eye-catching game of can Oregon separate? Can they get down to business, or can Boise State keep up with them? So,
because if that thing is tight, that'll be one to kind of remember later on and see if Boise can win their conference like a lot of people and be the highest ranked team outside of that Power Four.
Absolutely, it'll go a long way if they can keep that thing tight, if not win it. So there's no doubt. I'll go with Texas, Michigan, the obvious big boy this week. I'm going to tell you why.
I think this is get out of hand.
Well, Ron, I'm intrigued with this for two reasons that are more surface level. Is I believe Texas is really good.
Yep.
I'm not super confident that they're going to live up to expectations. I'm not overly confident in Quinn Ewers. I don't know why I like him.
Why not?
I like him. I just don't watch him play and think, yeah, this is a first round draft pick.
Do you watch him and play and think this is a guy that can lead a really talented team to a national championship?
Well, sure. One game from it last year. Yeah, I do think he's a team that if the defense is right, If the supporting cast is tremendous, could he lead a team to a championship? Sure, but they're not asking him to lead a team to the championship. They're asking him to take a team to the championship.
Yeah.
If they make a run to a national championship, it's going to be because Quinn Ewers put the team on his back and let him ran them there. They've already lost their top two tailbacks. Not that look, Texas has plenty of tailbacks. They're going to run the football, but when it's all said and done, they're going to go where Quinn Ewers takes them. And I'm just not, I'll be honest with you, I'm just not one. I like the kid. I don't watch it and go, yeah, this is game changer. This is get on my back. I'll take you to a national championship. I just never have had that vibe with him. Last year he had a ton of weapons. Last year they had two monster defensive tackles that were game changers. So I'm intrigued to see can he get over the hump with me personally when I watch him? And he can do it against this defense if he can.
Michigan's got a great defense. And I don't know if they've got a quarterback, but
there you go. On the flip side, the Michigan thing is interesting because these are two powerhouses that the expectations are we're going to live in the playoffs now that it's a 12-team playoff. There's no excuse at this point in time. There wasn't an excuse before for these two teams. There's damn sure not one now when they're getting 12 in. And they don't seem to have a quarterback. And we know, look, they lost a ton of players to the pros last year. Now, can they reload like a lot of the top teams in the SEC do, or are they in a rebuild mode without Harbaugh? We'll see. I think I'm more interested in a lot of times you get jacked up to watch a game because it's like, hey man, this is going to be entertainment at its finest. I'm jacked up to watch this game to see if either of these teams can legitimately live up to the hype.
Because the Michigan team I watched last week offensively doesn't belong on the field with the Texans.
Agreed.
And that, I mean, they had two quarterbacks, and they're athletes, and they can do. But like the one kid came in, and he's a clear runner of the bunch, and he had a wide open, just easy throw into. I mean, spiked it 4 yards, and he's got a gun. But you can just see, and they're yo-yoing them in and out right now, and it doesn't seem like they have just that bulldozing running game to just kind of. You know, sit on a little bit to where, hell, they would have J.J. McCarthy, who went in the top 12, 13 picks last year, and he'd throw 9 balls in a game because their running game was that. Doesn't seem like they've lost a bit there as well. Doesn't seem like they could just do that like they did in the past couple of years.
Well, that game for me, Ron, is just intriguing. For you think you'd watch Michigan and Texas and be like, yeah, I got to dig my heels in. It's going to be entertaining. In reality, I want to see which one emerges as the real deal.
Yep. All right, Tyler, what's yours?
Not a lot to go with this. Just looking at the slate, like you said, there's one very big game. There's my Aggies, and then there's the rest. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably go Iowa-Iowa State. I did actually watch a little bit of Iowa's win last week. Their offense is fun. It's like it's a little bit like backyard football. The over-under, by the way.
That's not what you normally hear with Iowa, that they're offense.
I know. It's odd. But that's the one I'll have my eye on. And, of course, I'll throw some betting spin on this for the people. The over-under for this game is only at 35. I feel like there's going to be a lot of scoring going on. Take that over. Get you some money. I'll go with Iowa-Iowa State.
All right. That's a big one in that state.
And A&M and McNeese.
What's the line on that, by the way, Tyler? I mean, they ought to just destroy. They ought to destroy. I mean, what is it? It's got to be at least 30. They ought to destroy the hell out of this team. Connor better pick it up against McNeese State. I know that much.
Connor's going to be fine.
I'm sure he will be. Just better pick it up this
week.
It was
far from damn fine last week, though, Clint. It was far, far away.
I don't think anybody would disagree at all. With you on that one. By the way, what you watching a little bit? I have not watched the Michigan Untold with the Connor
Stallion.
Is that one better? Because these Untolds have not been real good.
Well, it just depends on.
They seem like they rushed through it.
It depends on how much you already knew and how much you already followed. I'll be honest with you. When I hear stuff like that, I don't doubt that the head coach knew. Like, I don't need to hear nobody. I don't need to, like, you hired the dude. You can lie to somebody else. I know you knew. I know you hired the guy for a reason. Like, when I watched it, I was just, like, I think it's shocking how obvious it is that one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Harbaugh knew. It's the whole reason they hired the guy. The guy was known for doing what he did. And number two, there ain't no doubt about it. They paid him off.
And it's proven in that?
Look, they didn't investigate and discovery that joint, look, I got an investigative mind. They paid his ass off.
Mm. All right. I'll check it out. The Steve McNair one I was not impressed with. I didn't like the Florida one that they did on that untold. They seem like they try to rush through it. And they leave stuff out and they rush through the thing and it's over in 60 minutes. And you're like, that should have been 2 or 3 hours. That should have been multiple episodes. So we'll see what that is. All right, Clint, as we're live here, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, there's some players out there, Ron, some unknown players out there that, look, I know everybody wants to see C.J. Stroud. Everybody wants to see Nico. Everybody wants to see Tank. I get it. But there's some unknown players out there, Ron, that on both sides of the ball, by the way, that I think the fans need to keep the eyes on. They need to keep the head up and check these guys out. They're going to impact the game. We'll talk about the unknown players that you need to know, ultimately, before the game starts and keep an eye on them on Sunday afternoon. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.